much would you pay for some Canadian coffee and donuts? Burger King thinks $11 billion sounds about right. The company's buying the Ontario-based chain Tim Hortons. And the new company will be based in Canada, making a whopper of a difference for Burger King's tax bill. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The deal is being carried out as what's called a corporate inversion, something that's being used by more and more companies to reduce their U.S. tax burden. The CEO of Burger King Worldwide, Dan Schwartz, insisted today that the merger is being carried out because it makes good business sense and not for tax considerations.
We don't expect our tax rate to change materially. As I said, this transaction is not really about tax. It's about growth.
But Jeffrey Loomer, assistant professor at Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia, says it's fanciful to think the deal won't cut Burger King's tax bill. He says it's not just that Canada's corporate tax rate is lower.
It's more about the treatment of foreign earnings.
Loomer says unlike other developed countries, the United States taxes its companies on the profits they make overseas. And Burger King, which has restaurants in more than 100 countries, makes a lot of money overseas. But Loomer says Canada doesn't tax foreign earnings.
As long as the income is active business income, and running a Burger King restaurant in Hong Kong would be active business, you can bring that money back to the Canadian parent company with no further tax.
The move is likely to intensify the debate over inversions, which have been roundly criticized by the White House and some members of Congress. One irony of the merger is the involvement of billionaire Warren Buffett, who will contribute $3 billion in financing toward the deal. Buffett has become a big critic of the U.S. tax code, arguing that it's unfairly skewed toward the rich. Buffett's company is based in Nebraska, so it will still have to pay U.S. taxes on the money it makes from Burger King. But the company he's investing in is likely to benefit from a controversial tax maneuver that critics say can only erode the U.S. tax base. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.